Okay, we call the Calip meeting to order for Thursday, November the 29th at 6:54 p.m. I would entertain a motion for the approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's moved and second to approve the agenda. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Is there an updated time fix for this? This is from last.
And okay, I would.
I move we approve the minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second to approve the minutes. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any names? No. Okay, it's been approved of the minutes from October the 25th, 2018. A treasurer's report?
Move we approve.
Yeah, because it really hasn't changed.
So you can say what you want. Has anything changed?
If you look on the monthly expense where it's by breaking out by monthly, that's where we paid for professional services $6,250.
Mm-hmm.
I think one check was for $3,750, and then the other check was for $2,500. One check was to Ms. Weiss.
Oh, okay.
For the $3,750,
mm-hmm.
And then the other one was for the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
That was for the $2,500.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
That was their half.
Yeah.
To get the initial amount for their job specification.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was month of October expense. So then the total expense year to date is $75,129.
Mm-hmm.
And then, which then leaves balance of $292,054.70 as of October 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So why, and I'm sure I've asked this in the past, why don't we earn any interest on that money? Does all the interest go to UCity? Not none of it to?
That account doesn't earn interest.
It's not an interest bearing account over at Commerce?
Not interest bearing, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think we had asked about that.
Yeah, we have, and there was a reason why.
Yeah.
There was I remember there was a legitimate reason why.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, when was the 700? That was back in 2018. Okay. Never mind. Is there anything else on your report?
No. Nothing else has really changed.
Okay. Any other questions? I entertain the motion to accept the treasurer's report for October 31st.
I'll make it again.
Okay. Motion's been made. Has it been seconded?
No, sir.
Okay. Kimmel seconded. Okay. Second. Okay. All those in favor of the treasurer's report, let's say aye.
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 Okay.
Aye.
Okay. It's unanimous. The treasurer's report has been approved for October 31st, 2018. Chairperson's comments. I don't have any comments. Everything I'm going to say is going to be on the next agenda item.
Okay.
Also, we're waiting next month because I know we're supposed to discuss, have a discussion, right?
No, we're not really going to have a discussion of.
Because, I mean, I can't remember we were going to
select the ad hoc committee to work on the 5-year plan.
Okay, right, exactly. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And at the last meeting, let's see, I think, yeah, because here it says, you know, David Stokes sounded interested in serving on the ad hoc committee, and I think Rick Ruder also expressed an interest. And then I guess Ms. Chair expressed an interest. And the thing is that we didn't do, at that time, we didn't do a formal vote to form the ad hoc committee with those members. And so that's what's on the table now.
So it's the three of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I move we approve mm-hmm. that committee.
Okay.
Its membership.
Okay.
There can still be discussion.
I'm happy to continue. I'm happy to serve on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so how was the committee going to work? I mean, basically what?
Well, you... did you
and
help?
I'm probably missing something. I'm probably being repetitive. I'm probably missing stuff. I think I... I neglected.
You're basically revising this.
So basically, this is going to be the revision.
We have to revise it because see.
What was the last time that this was in October 2011?
Yeah.
The revision. Okay.
So a little more than 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had other things to deal with.
Yeah. And there's some things that, you know, really either we don't do anymore or the focus has changed. And so the wording needs to be, for the five-year plan, needs to be edited. Because I think when we did have a discussion, we decided that we would keep the five-year plan, but we need to look at the wording.
Well, that one was written just about the time we were losing our source of income. We saw,
right.
I mean, it hadn't happened yet, but it was mm-hmm. happening at the end of the year, I think it was.
Yeah.
So we were trying to come up with the start of plans for what to do next, and that's what was in the five-year plan. You know, mm-hmm. do we just give away the rest of the money? Do we find something that keeps Caleb going in some way? And so on. So obviously that is no longer a concern in the same way because
mm-hmm.
we have dealt with it
mm-hmm.
to a great extent, really.
Yeah, because I can see it that in future planning.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and that doesn't really kind of apply. Oh, we might try to pick up some information, like the last sentence. Caleb will also... explore a public relations effort to have its films placed in film festivals and film competitions on a national basis, as well as the St. Louis region. And for some reason, there's a certain member on that's listed here that sounded like something that they would say.
Mm. Hey, see, I'm looking mm-hmm. forward to serving on the committee, but I view, mm-hmm. I remember looking at reading that sentence,
mm-hmm.
I view that as the responsibility of the directors that...
Mm-hmm.
That get the or the producers that get the grants.
Mm-hmm.
This is their film,
right?
We are assisting
mm-hmm.
their procedure.
Yeah.
Like, and if we don't feel we can make that a requirement of a grant, that you have to be aggressive to do that
mm-hmm.
and encourage that strongly. But I don't mm-hmm. think.
Yeah, we can't do that.
That's just not.
Mm-hmm. It's not practical.
We're not PR agents for these mm-hmm. movies or these directors. They're their own PR agents.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Caleb will explore venues that would help to increase revenues such as paid showings of Caleb films throughout the country and not limited to... We can't do that. we're not the Sundance Festival. You know...
Well, now, some type of an agreement where Caleb could attempt to reach an agreement with the St. Louis Film Festival,
mm-hmm.
say that St. Louis Film Festival can
mm-hmm.
have a right to... We would send every film we do each year to
mm-hmm.
them,
mm-hmm.
and they would have the right to show that, and Caleb
mm-hmm.
would support that.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be completely comfortable with something like that.
Yeah.
We would encourage it.
And that's the only film festival... Well, Cinema for St. Louis... is the one. They do the International Film Festival. They also do a showcase.
Anything done by Cinema St. Louis
mm-hmm.
or any.
Yeah, I was looking forward to having, I've never viewed anything since I've been, you know, I thought at one point we were going to have some type of viewing. But I know some talk about what happened to the Wernberg, the one they posted last year, there was some talk about having a Wernberg viewing.
I guess whenever they finish it.
Oh, they have, okay. Well, I guess it's been.
I don't know what's happened there.
2 years since I've
Dennis been took it over.
Commission. I'm like, well, I wanted to, you know, have a time to.
Oh, yeah. Well, we have to be cognizant of this Bob. Yes. Get out.
Yeah,
so.
I believe in a couple minutes.
Yeah, so who's second? A motion was made.
I'll second.
Okay, so. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Any more discussion?
When does this go into effect as far as y'all start making changes?
I don't know. I think the ad hoc committee is going to have to get together and design a timeline of when we would meet and how we communicate out.
Okay.
It might even be just over the internet. Who knows? We haven't decided that yet.
Right.
Lunch and breakfast meetings are pretty good for me.
Yeah. Okay.
Put that out there now.
So basically, it's Pat McQueen, David Stokes, and Richard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Roll on?
Yes. So, all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. So, it's passed unanimously to have this ad hoc committee to work on the 5-year plan.
Great.
And we can start reporting. I don't want to say we'll report, but start reporting at the next CALIP meeting, which is we will skip the council liaison comments because our council liaison is not here today. Next meeting date. I would like to suggest that we skip December because it's hard to get together during a holiday month.
I was going to say that we do the last Thursday, so that's going to be kind of difficult.
Mm-hmm. So,
no, we'll just go to our regularly scheduled January meeting.
Yes.
Would be my suggestion.
Yeah, and I think that would be good. A regular schedule, which is a Thursday.
The last Thursday we do?
January.
Mm-hmm.
So in January.
It's the fourth Thursday.
Yeah.
Fourth Thursday, okay, because that would be. I think the 24th. Yes, because
the 24th.
The last day of the month is a Thursday, also.
Right, it's 5:30.
The 24th, the fourth Thursday. Okay.
So January 24th.
Yes.
That's what it looks like. Yep.
I think Martin Luther King's holiday is probably celebrated on the 21st, that Monday. But that shouldn't affect us.
Yeah. It's 6:30?
Yes.
The 27th would have been tight.
Yeah. No, that wouldn't be nice. Not unless we want to be the Grinch. Okay, so I don't think we have to vote on the date.
That's it.
We can vote on adjournment.
I think I probably will. Unfortunately, we'll be missing the February meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be that fourth Thursday of February. I think it's President's Day week because President's Day is late this year.
Mm-hmm.
Next year.
Okay.
I'll be in Colorado.
Okay.
Skiing.
Maybe not. That'll be the 22nd, I think.
Well,
yeah, so we have adjourned.
Good timing.
We have a vote to adjourn. Did we take the vote? We didn't really take the vote. All those, there has to be a motion to adjourn.
I move.
Second.
Okay, moving second to adjourn. All those in, say aye.
Aye. All those in favor, rise.
Well, everybody have a great holiday season.
You too, yeah.